I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the defensive linemen of the Pella football team, Cody Heisman, Logan Baker, and Levi Rosa. Cody, I've talked to you several times over the past couple years now, and so we'll start with you. From your perspective, how has the 2020 football season gone, and what are some of the highs and lows that you guys have experienced as a group?
We've been building up throughout the whole season. I feel like we're putting it all together, and it's working really well. Our D-line's starting to function together as a team, and so is the whole defense. And a couple low points are our first two losses to DCG and Harlan, but we've improved since then. It's looking a lot better now.
And then Logan, for you, similar question.
I wasn't here for the DCG game, actually, because I had actually been in close contact for COVID. But I was back for the Harlan game, and I know that was kind of tough because I know, like, at least defensively, me, Cody, and Levi actually, for their run game was all but shut down, but it's just those lucky passes over the top that kind of got us that game. So, but I think mostly for, like, in the future, I think Carlisle is going to be a good test for our defense because I mean, they're a primarily running team just like Harlan, and I think that if we can secure a secondary this time, then I think that we can win the game.
I'd say that our run defense has definitely been the main point in our defense. I know we held Harlan to under 20 yards rushing, and they're a mainly run offense. So this week, looking towards Carlisle, they're mostly a run team, so a good run defense versus good run offense. We'll see how that goes.
Well, and Cody, as you think about being a solid run defense, how do you and the linebackers work together to make that happen schematically? I mean, without revealing too many of the secrets, because I was there for that Harlan game, and they just had no lanes to run through. In fact, nobody really has had a great ability to run against you. DCG probably had the best chance at it this season. But how, as a group, do you kind of work together, both as a line and with the linebackers?
Well, for this year against Carlisle, it's going to be a lot more discipline for our whole D-line unit and linebackers. If we aren't in our gap, it's not going to work together as a team. It's not going to work out for us. So we'll be hitting our gaps, pushing them back, not letting the O-line get a two-yard drive off the ball. So that was our goal for this week, and I think we'll be doing that.
Well, and Logan, you don't have the traditional build probably of a defensive lineman on paper, but what do you bring to the table, you know, with your unique skill set that allows you to help these guys make plays and help guys like Grant and Preston behind you make plays?
Yeah, well, I can't just shove someone back. I'm just never going to be big enough for that. So I have to rely on, like, push-pull, like, you know, different defensive methods. You got to stay low. You got to get in your gap fast, and it's just different things like that where you have to stay on edge, whereas someone else on the offensive line might be like a bigger person, and they like obviously they're going to be able to push me back, but it's the fact that you got to keep their hands off you and different techniques like that. So, and then I think working with the rest of the defensive line and even the linebackers, I think we do a lot of stunts really well. And I think that if each of us does our responsibility, I think we'll do pretty good. So,
well, now this is your second full season starting, Levi, on the defensive line, and you made maybe the biggest play of your career yet to date. I got to call a big man touchdown, as I'm calling it. You know, take me through those kinds of plays, especially on screens, and kind of how it set up perfectly for you to have that chance.
So for that play specifically, I was pinching and I wasn't really getting anywhere, but they let me go pretty quickly, and usually that's an indicator that there's a screen. And so I started dropping back because I saw Cody and Logan already going through there, and then he just threw it right up, and I was like, all right, I'll take it. But yeah.
Well, and then Cody, you were lead blocker for a while, and then you decided he was okay there at the end of the end zone. What's that like, though, for as a defense, especially as a defensive line, whether it's making a sack, forcing a fumble, tackle behind the line, or in this case a touchdown? What's it like, especially as a D lineman, to see that kind of play made?
As a D lineman, it's just amazing to see that happen. Like, we're running for the ball, we're trying to get a sack, while one of our D linemen picks off the ball, sitting there being like a cornerback. So he's pulling that ball away and running it for a touchdown, which is a giant play in the game for us. So it really changes the momentum of an entire game.
Well, and Logan, how do you hope to try to continue to keep that going on? Because I think that's the key, right? If you guys are going to have success as a defense, you still need big plays, turnovers, sacks, and so on. How do you guys keep working together to try to make that happen? Obviously, Carlisle is probably going to run the ball more, but still stops behind the line.
Yeah, well, it's a combination of, you gotta do your job, you gotta do it well. I mean, if you're getting driven back the whole way down the field, it's just disheartening. You lose momentum, the whole team gets bummed out. But then that's where situations like Levi's, when a defensive lineman gets an interception like that, it's rare. So everyone just gets super pumped and everyone starts screaming at each other. It gets the whole sideline, it gets them all going. And so when we come back to the sideline, we're getting high fives, everyone's yelling, everyone's screaming, and it's just a huge energy booster. And I think it's a combination of the doing all of our jobs and getting big plays like that that keeps us going and keeps us moving.
Well, Levi, the unique challenge, especially for you this year, has been adding offensive line to your title as well, going both ways, which is not uncommon in Class 3A football, but especially this year, now you starting on the line full time. How have you guys all adjusted to that, knowing that you're going to be playing both ways for the majority of the game, and how do you try to keep that energy level up, especially in the fourth quarter?
So going both ways, it gets very tiring, and when you're on special teams as well, you just get super worn out, and so like timeouts and breaks definitely helps us out. And for keeping like energy up, if we get those big plays on either offense or defense, that definitely, like, you forget about how tired you are and you are more excited and you want to keep playing.
Well, and Cody, you guys have already talked a little bit about your goals, and that probably starts with beating Carlisle to continue to push for a district championship. What are the things that you think you guys as a unit can bring to that recipe, so to speak, of success? And what are the things you're hoping to accomplish as a defensive line unit to help the team overall have that opportunity to win a district championship and make a long playoff run?
Well, I think we're doing really good already as a D-line, but there's so many things we can still improve on. I say we can make a couple more big plays in the backfield while still maintaining our discipline in our gaps, but it's all just a working process. It's going to hit later, sooner or later, and I think it's going to hit pretty soon. We're all going to do pretty good as a D-line, and it's just going to keep getting better.
Similar question for you, Logan. What are the things that you hope to bring to the table to kind of keep things going along, keep this great defensive line together, and to try and make a push in the playoffs?
Well, I think it's about more than just the defensive line. Like we can have a great game, but if something on the offense doesn't go right, something in the secondary doesn't go right on defense. It's there's so many factors that go into making a push for something like a district championship or a playoff spot. And I think it's more important than ever that everyone does what they need to do, I guess. I mean, you think about everyone has their job, everyone has what they need to do, and if we do it all right, I think we can be a dominating force on defense and offense, honestly. But I think it's just everyone needs to lock down and get all their fine details done, because I think at this point we have most of everything figured out, but we need to get the details all battened down, I guess.
Well, and Levi, it's been a few years since this team was up at the Unidome, and obviously I'm guessing for a senior group that's a big goal. You've played teams like DCG and Harlan Tough. What are the things you think it will take to get to that point, to have a special playoff run and to have that opportunity to play in Cedar Falls?
If we keep doing what we've done, keeping the run game down, and if we keep continuing to do that, then teams will want to pass, and if we can get the pass defense good, then our defense should be set. And if we just create turnovers like we have, then that should push us towards a championship.